This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military said Tuesday it has killed a Hamas militant who participated in the October assault on Israel and was seen in a widely viewed video drinking a can of soda in front of two children who were wounded in a grenade attack that killed their father. The Israeli Defense Forces identified the militant as Ahmad Fazi Wadia and said he paraglided into a kibbutz community during the October attack. The Israeli military said Wadi was among eight militants killed in a Saturday airstrike in Gaza City. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Tuesday it will win its war against Hamas with or without arms from Britain, a day after the British government announced it would suspend some arms exports to Israel due to concerns about their use in Gaza. In a statement, Netanyahu's office said, instead of standing with Israel, a fellow democracy defending itself against barbarism, Britain's misguided decision will only embolden Hamas. Speaking to the BBC Tuesday, British Defense Minister John Healey said Britain supports Israel but had to follow the rule of law.
This is about following the rule of law, and this is a government that will respect the law. But in the end, the only way to end Israeli actions, the only way to end the attacks from Hamas, from Hezbollah, and from others that mean Israel harm, is for an immediate ceasefire.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday two Russian ballistic missiles struck an educational facility and nearby hospital in a central eastern region of Ukraine, killing at least 41 people and wounding 180 others. The strike occurred in the city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name, officials said. Poltava is located about 110 kilometers from the border with Russia. In a video statement in which he announced the attack, the Ukrainian president did not attempt to hide his anger and urged allies for help.
In Monday's first assault,
you'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com.